Went offline for a second and off video for a second. Wait a second. There we go again. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Gokula Tarani Mandala Hare Krishna, 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 Ore, Ore, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Ore, Ore, Hare Krishna, 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 Ore, Ore, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Osutara Satashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Charana Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Harinas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavanam Ki Jai. Mathuram Ki Jai. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. Yuvanamai Ki Jai. Srimati Glossa Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bho. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bho. Dvam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakta Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharanini Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So, good to see everybody. So before we begin this evening's class, I just want to ask for a few prayers for different devotees. All glories to Prabhupada. Okay, a few prayers for different devotees. One, of course, is for Jayapataka Maharaj, who is in India right now, in Chennai, and he is undergoing some procedures. He was having some health challenges recently because he had some transplants a while ago, and so we ask you all to pray for his welfare. And some more prayers. More devotees. I don't know why this thing keeps blinking on me. Anyway, some more prayers. There's a disciple. Froze. Okay. One of my disciples in Fiji, Shama Balaba, has COVID and she has some lung damage. And she's in the hospital and she's the mother of some other disciples of mine. And so we ask everyone to pray for her benefit, that she can recover fully from this challenge that she's having. And there's another disciple in Fiji, Saki Devidasi, who also had COVID, and she had her oxygen level was low. I think it's up now. And she was in the hospital, but I think she's very much on the road to recovery. And just one final disciple, Krishna Vijay in Australia. Krishna Vijay, he doesn't have COVID, but he has some pinched nerve in the back and also Parkinson's disease. And he's in extreme pain, and we ask everyone to pray that the operations, procedures, or whatever will actually help him regain his normal functioning so he can do what he wants to do. Actually, he wants to preach Krishna consciousness. He's been planning his whole life to preach, and now at this stage in life, it's difficult. Also, we can learn from this that one lesson I can learn, we can all learn, is not to waste any time. We don't know when we will actually lose. think that that's the problem. Hold on a second. Okay. Hopefully that will do the problem. So anyway, we're back online. And so we want everyone to pray for the devotees. And as I was mentioning before, we can learn certain lessons from these devotees who are struggling with their health. And particularly I was thinking of Krishna Vijay, who is planning to do so many things in his life. We don't know when we're going to actually not be able to function. And that applies to everyone. Not just someone who's old like me, but anybody, any age, they can actually lose their ability to function. Yeah, lessons and actions. So they can lose their ability to function. So that means we should not waste any time in Krishna's service. I mean, we all have different ways that we like to waste time, whether it's sporting games or movies that have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness, or, yeah, anyway, there's all sorts of different things, losing ourselves in social networking. And so we have to make ourselves, we have to utilize every available moment, because as it's stated, as Srila Prabhupada stated in the Vedic literature state, you cannot buy back even 1 second that you don't use for Krishna consciousness. Not even 1 second, not even one moment that you misuse or don't use properly. Okay, on that happy note, I mean, this is a lesson for all of us. We don't know when we're not going to be able to do something that we'd like to do. We have so much faith in this body or faith in our ability. I mean, just like so many people recently have had so much faith in their immune system. I've seen people post things on the internet, I trust my immune system. And then they get COVID, and some people have severe long-term illnesses because of that. You know, trusting this body is not a good idea. We trust Krishna. And we also use our intelligence. Of course, I'm not going to tell you what to do with vaccinations. That's not my duty. But the point is, we trust Krishna, and we understand that everything in this world is fragile, and we try to utilize the majority of our time to preach Krishna consciousness and help others and to become Krishna conscious ourselves. Okay. With that in mind, we are going to share the screen and go on to Krishna to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the 21st chapter, beginning of the module, the beginning with text 102. So, Om Gana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, sharing the screen. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Okay, so let us continue. Let me just adjust certain things on the screen. Okay, this is text 92. Antaranga Purnaishvarya. Oh, let me give the background. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Sanatan Goswami about what? About the opulence and sweetness of Krishna. Very important information. And yesterday we heard about the spiritual world and the different three divisions. Mathura, Dwarka, and Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan. And also we have in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Jagannath Puri, which includes South India. That's one aspect. Then there's Vrindavan, and then Navadvip, or Mayapur. So yesterday we were talking about how the Lord is the Lord of threes. There's three modes of nature, three planetary systems, three Purusha avatars, three divisions of planets. There's the material world, there is the Vaikuntha planets, and then Goloka Vrindavan, and three divisions in Goloka Vrindavan, and three divisions in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So there's many threes. Three seems to be an all-pervading number within our philosophy and the Lord's pastimes, which is really interesting. Auspicious number. Also, four is an auspicious number because you have the Chaturvyuha, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Parjuna, and Aniruddha. And then, yes, and four is very auspicious. Five is auspicious because you have Panchatattva. One is auspicious because Ekala Ishvara Krishna, there's supreme control of Krishna. Two is auspicious, Sri Sri Gaura Nittai. I guess every number is auspicious in Krishna consciousness. Wow. 108, of course, is a very auspicious number. 8 is a very auspicious number. Anyway, every number is auspicious when it's used for Krishna. So, Antaraga Pranayeshvara Purna Dinadam Tinere Adishra Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. These three places are full of internal potencies, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is their sole proprietor. Purvaukta Ramandera Yata Dikpala Ananda Vaikuntha Varana Chiraloka Pala Tansavara Mukuta Krishna Paratvitage Dandavat Kale Tara Manipite Lage. As previously mentioned, the jewels on the helmets of all the predominating deities of all the universes and Vaikuntha planets touched the throne and the lotus feet of the Lord when those deities offered obeisance. Of course, that's the story of Lord Brahma, which we've told several times over the last few days, coming to see the Lord and asking the Lord, "What did you mean when you asked which Lord Brahma am I and what is my name?" And then Krishna manifested all the Lord Brahmas from the various universes, some with millions of heads, some with 10 million heads, some with 4 heads, some with 100 heads, all offering obeisances to the Lord. And our Lord Brahma saw all that, and also the Lord Shivas from all the different universes, and he was just like astounded and said, "Others may say that they know you, Krishna, but I don't." Manipite te kateki Ute janjanae pitera stutikari mukuta hena anumani. When the gems on the helmets of all the predominating deities collided before the throne and the Lord's lotus feet, there was a jingling sound which seemed like prayers offered by the helmets at Krishna's lotus feet. Nijachit chakte Krishna nitya virajamana Shakti Sampatira Sadaishvarya Nama. Krishna is thus situated eternally in his spiritual potency. That's called the Chit Shakti. And the opulence of that spiritual potency is called Sadaishvarya, indicating six kinds of opulences. Swarajalakshmi Kali nitya purna kama otaiva vede kahe swayam bhagavan. Because he possesses the spiritual potencies which fulfill all his desires, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the Vedic version. Krishna Aishwarya Apara Amritera Sindhu Avaga Hite Nare Tara Chilan Ekapindu. The unlimited potencies of Krishna are just like an ocean of nectar. Since one cannot bathe within that ocean, I have only touched a drop of it. Aishwarya kahite prabodha Krishna smurti haela madhurye majilagpana ekashloka padila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love, and he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So when it says there was an awakening of love of Krishna, it doesn't mean there wasn't love of Krishna or love of Krishna was sleeping within him. That's an awakening of specific bhavas or expressions of love of Krishna. To be really precise, there is an awakening of the expressions of love of Krishna. Okay, got it. Because the description that he was giving of the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna served as a vibhava, which stimulated the awakening. Vibhava, for those of you who don't remember, means something that stimulates your spiritual emotions, either directly Krishna or connected with Krishna. And if one is really Krishna conscious, one sees everything is connected to Krishna. Alambana and Udipana. Udipana means connected to Krishna. Alambana means directly Krishna. So one who is actually Krishna conscious, Yomam Pashati, Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashati, Tashaham Napranashami, Sachami Napranashati. One who sees everything in Krishna and in Krishna and everything is never lost to Krishna, nor is Krishna ever lost to him. Got it? That's Bhagavad Gita 6:30. So, but for those of us who are not so Krishna conscious, most things don't remind us of Krishna. I mean, when I see my mobile phone here, it doesn't remind me of Krishna. But when a pure devotee sees the mobile phone, it reminds of Krishna. Krishna's energy, huh? One of the opulences of Krishna. When I see a shark, I do remember Krishna, because that's mentioned in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. When I see a mountain, I remember Krishna. But when I see a mobile phone, because it's not mentioned in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, I don't remember Krishna. But anyway, a pure devotee, whatever he or she sees is a vibhava. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recitation of the glories of Krishna functions here as a vibhava. Yanmarcha lilao payikam swayoga mayabalam darshayata grihitam vismapanam swasya jasobagarde parambalam bhushana bhushanangam. To exhibit the strength of his own spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a form just suitable for his pastimes in the material world. This form was wonderful even for him and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Its limbs were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of the body. And of course, this is also mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, that when Krishna wears ornaments, the ornaments don't make him more beautiful, but he makes the ornaments beautiful. In this material world, when people wear ornaments, that's supposed to make them look more beautiful or more handsome. That's why people have rings and nose rings and toe rings and earrings and tongue rings, because they think it makes them more beautiful. But actually, decorating a dead body doesn't make anything more beautiful. Sorry about that. My sannyas mood got a hold of me. When you decorate a dead body, it doesn't make anything more beautiful. It just decorations on a corpse. Sorry. I apologize for that. I really do apologize because somehow my sannyasa nature comes out from time to time. This verse from Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam 3.2.12 is stated in a conversation between Vidura and Uddhava. Uddhava thus begins his description of the pastimes of Sri Krishna in his form exhibited by Yoga Maya. Krishna Rayateka Kela Sarotama Nara Lila Naravapu Tahara Sarupa Gopavesha Venukara Navakishora Naravara Nara Lila Rahayanurupa. Lord Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes as a human being are the best. His form as a human being is the supreme transcendental form. It's eternal. It's not that he assumes a form in this form, but this is his topmost aspect in the spiritual world, topmost manifestation in the spiritual world. And he comes down in Vrindavan, in Braj, and manifests this. In this form, he is a coward boy. He carries a flute in his hand, and his youth is new. He's also an expert dancer. All this is just suitable for his pastimes as a human being. Krishna Ramadora Rupa Shuna Sanatana Ye Rupere Kakana Dubaya Sabha Tribhuvana Sarva Prani Kare Akarshana. My dear Sanatan, the sweet, attractive, transcendental form of Krishna is so nice, just try to understand it. Even a fractional understanding of Krishna's beauty can merge all the three worlds in the ocean of love. He attracts all living entities within the three worlds. Yogamaya Chitshakti Vishuddha Sattva Parinati Tara Shakti Loke Dekhaite. The transcendental form of Krishna is shown to the world by Lord Krishna's internal spiritual energy, which is a transformation of pure goodness. This jewel-like form is the most confidential treasure of the devotees. This form is manifested from Krishna's eternal pastimes. So, in other words, Krishna manifests that form always in Goloka Vrindavan. Change this one thing, make it a little louder for all of you. Just a little bit louder. Okay. Got it. Rupa Deki Apanara Krishnera Haila Chamatkara Ashvairite mane ute kama Shobhaso bhagya Yandranama Sondaryari gunagrama He rupa nitya tara dhamma. The wonderful form of Krishna in his personal feature is so great that it attracts even Krishna to taste his own association. Indeed, Krishna becomes very eager to taste it. Total beauty, knowledge, wealth, strength, fame, and renunciation are the six opulences of Krishna. He is eternally situated in his opulence, his opulences. So unlimited beauty, unlimited knowledge, unlimited wealth, unlimited strength, unlimited fame, and unlimited renunciation. So here it mentions that Krishna becomes very eager to taste it. In fact, the stories that when Krishna saw his own reflection in a lake or in a river, on the bank of a river or a lake, he was thinking, who is this attractive person? And actually, one of the reasons Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to really taste his own beauty from the perspective of his beloved Srimati Radharani. Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, the Gokula Leela, are supreme. He also has pastimes in the Vaikunthas, the spiritual world, as Vasudev, Zankarshan, Prajuna, and Ayur. Those are the Chaturvyuha expansions. In his pastimes in the spiritual sky, he lies down in the causal ocean as Karanandakshai, the Purusha Avatarka, that's the Mahavishnu, remember, who breathes out and the universes come out from his mouth and his pores, and they expand and looks at the universes, and that look is called Shambhu, and he implants all the living entities with all the universes by that glance, which can impregnate. His incarnations as a fish, tortoise, and so on are causes, causal incarnations or incarnations for particular occasions. It's not that they have a material cause, but he manifests them for particular occasions. But they're not the cause. The occasions are not the cause. The cause is his wanting to do it. He incarnates in the modes of nature as Lord Rama, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu. But it's not that Lord Vishnu is under the modes of nature. Lord Vishnu controls the mode of goodness. He also incarnates as empowered living entities like Prithu and Vyasa. Of course, Vyasa is the Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedic literatures. The Supersoul is his localized incarnation, that's called Shiradakshay Vishnu, and his all-pervasive aspect is the impersonal Brahman, Brahmajyoti. When we consider impartially all the unlimited pastimes of the Lord, we find that his pastimes as a human being on this planet, wherein he sports as a coward boy with a flute in his hands and appears youthful and fresh like a ballet dancer. It's an interesting comparison. Are pastimes and features that are never subjected to material laws and inebrieties. The wonderful beauty of Krishna is presented in the supreme planet, Gokula, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. Inferior to that is his representation in the spiritual sky, and inferior to that is his representation in the external energy, Devi Dham. A mere drop of Krishna's sweetness can drown these three worlds, Goloka Vrindavan, Hari Dham, Vaikuntha Loka, and Devi Dham, the material world. This is one of the three worlds of the Lord. We were mentioned in the beginning of class that Krishna has a lot of threes: material, spiritual, and devotional. That's another three. Everywhere, Krishna's beauty merges everyone in the ecstasy of transcendental bliss. Actually, the activities of yoga maya are absent in the spiritual sky and in the Vaikuntha planets. That is interesting. Actually, the activities of yoga maya are absent in the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets. This is really an interesting statement right here. Yoga maya, of course, is the potency that causes Krishna, doesn't cause Krishna, but Krishna uses it. You know, let's be more specific. Krishna uses the potency of yoga maya to help him forget that he's God so he can enjoy intimate pastimes, and it helps the devotees, or facilitates the devotees in forgetting that Krishna's God so they can have an intimate relationship with Krishna. That's yoga maya. So, according to what Prabhupada is saying here, yoga maya, the spiritual bewildering potency, is absent in the spiritual sky because people or devotees are remembering he's God, right? And Krishna is remembering, or Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, is remembering, I'm God. But in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna doesn't want to think of himself as God because it spoils the fun. In Goloka Vrindavan, he's simply having fun. She simply works. This is a really interesting phrase here between these two sentences. She simply works in the supreme planet, the Goloka Vrindavan, and she works to manifest the activities of Krishna when he descends to the material world, universe, to please his innumerable devotees within the material world. So, according to Srila Prabhupada, yoga maya, at least the aspect of yoga maya to bewilder the devotees or bewilder Krishna, only manifests in Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet, Goloka Vrindavan, and this is such an interesting statement. I mean, just wow. This part of the purport is really instructive. Only manifests in Goloka Vrindavan and only manifests also in Goloka or Vrindavan or Braj within the material world and within the consciousness of the devotees who love Krishna, because they're always in Vrindavan. Kabi Hama, Hey Rabo, Sri Vrindavana. So it's not simply a geographical location. To be in Vrindavan is the consciousness of Vrindavan. And then you have Yogamaya. Because, you know, we find pure devotees around the world who deal with Krishna in a very intimate way, even though they're not in the physical location, or the, I don't want to say physical, they're not within the location of Vrindavan. They're actually not really considering Krishna to be God. Wow. So Yogamaya acts for the devotees on the devotees who are situated in the Vrindavan mood. Such an interesting... I should actually copy this. Wow. Why doesn't it let me copy this expression? I will copy. Copy. Okay, I copy this because it's such an interesting part of Srila Prabhupada's purport. That is wonderful. Thus, a replica of the Goloka Vrindavan plan in the pastimes there is manifested on this planet in a specific tract of land, Boma Vrindavan, that means earthly Vrindavan. The Vrindavan Dham on this planet. Wow. Yoga Maya. Of course, you know, in Bhagavad Gita you have this expression, Naham Prakasha Sarvacha Yoga Maya Samavrata. Mudayam Navijanati, that I'm not manifest to the foolish and because of my Yogamaya. But in this particular case, Yogamaya, in this particular verse in the Bhagavad Gita, refers to the expansion of Yogamaya, which is known as Mahamaya. And Mahamaya is here, believe me. It is, or she is, not it. Gotta be careful. She is here. How do I know? Because we're all an illusion. We think we're the bodies. We think we're Americans. We think we're Indians. We think we're whatever nonsense garbage we think we are. That means Yogamaya is there. She's hypnotized us. Just like some of you may have played in your childhood this game, pin the tail on the donkey. Well, we're the donkey, and Yogamaya's pin the tail on us. Mahamaya. Got to get it right. But Mahamaya is an expansion of Yogamaya. But Yogamaya in her original aspect only manifests in Goloka Vrindavan and in the consciousness of those devotees who always live in Goloka Vrindavan, no matter where they are, and in the Boma Vrindavan and the surf planet. What a wonderful... Actually, Jagat asked a question. Whoops, a lot of people put comments here. Okay. Yes, they think that Krishna needs service in the Vaikuntha planets. That was a question Jagat just asked. But they don't forget that Krishna is God, or Narayan is God. That's the difference. Yes, I think Narayan needs the service, but, you know, he's God. Hold on a second. I gotta see these other comments here. I got a page down a little bit. Well, Pran Govind always has these elaborate comments. He's just, I guess as he's watching the class, he just takes out his database and copies things. Very active. Yogamaya will inspire the gopis with the sentiment that I'm their paramour. Yogamaya is the name of the internal potency that makes the Lord forget himself and his pure devotee in different transcendental spiritual sentiment. The name is, think of Krishna as the paramour. This sentiment is never to be compared to mundane, illicit sexual love. It has nothing to do with sexual love. So you don't know what do. Okay, that's a long quote. So, yes, Yogamaya is there. Yes, there are pastimes in Goloka and Vaikuntha planets. Certainly there's pastimes, but they always think of God as God. They have pastimes. You still have pastimes with God, even though you know he's God. But it's not intimate pastime, because really, that's one of the things that differentiates Goloka Vrindavan from Vaikuntha planets, or let's say the Krishna himself, Swayam Bhagavan, Vrajendranandana, is that he has intimate pastimes, intimate devotees, two of the aspects. Of course, he plays the flute, we understand that, and unexcelled beauty. But this intimate pastimes, like in Goloka and Vaikuntha planets, there's none of those intimate pastimes, because you're dealing with God. Like Hanuman, he knows that Ram is God. He's not thinking, you know, Ram's just a nice guy with a lot of powers. I liked him and I like to serve him. But he understands that Ram is God. That's really important. So, anyway, very interesting. It's a very interesting realization that Prabhupada has given us about Yogamaya. I don't want anyone to forget this, and I certainly won't forget it. That, let me just put this chat window down here. That Yogamaya in her fullness only is exhibited in Goloka Vrindavan and in the minds of the devotees who are in Goloka Vrindavan, regardless of their physical location, and in Vrindavan on the surf planet. Wow. What a nice thing. Their pastimes, yes, and their activities and their service in the Vaikuntha planets, and we don't want to minimize the devotees in the Vaikuntha planets. However, it's not the full manifestation of Yogamaya. They don't forget that they're dealing with God, first of all, and God doesn't forget that he's God. Although he has enjoyment, he likes to interact with his devotees, but it's in a awe and reverent way. What an interesting realization we have today. Bhushanayara Bhushanahanga Tahin Lalita Trivanga Tahara Para Brudanu Nartana Tirache Nitrantivana Taradra Sandana Vinde Radha Gopi Gana Mana. Ornaments caress that body, but the transcendental body of Krishna is so beautiful that it beautifies the ornaments he wears. We talked about that before. Therefore, Krishna's body is said to be the ornament of ornaments. Enhancing the wonderful beauty of Krishna is his three curved style of standing, Tribhanga, Lalitam. Above all these beautiful features, Krishna's eyes dance and move obliquely. Acting like arrows to pierce the minds of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. When the arrow succeeds in hitting its target, boom, their minds become agitated. Wow, what a poetic description. Maybe one more verse. Brahmando pari paravyoma tahanye sarupa gana tansabara pale hare mana pativrata shiromani Yanre kahi veda vani akarshiye se lakshmi gana. The beauty of Krishna's body is so attractive that it attracts not only the demigods and other living entities within this material world, but the personalities of the spiritual sky as well, including the Narayans, who are expansions of Krishna's personality. The minds of Narayans are thus attracted by the beauty of Krishna's body. In addition, the goddesses of fortune, Lakshmis, or the wives of the Narayans, and are the woman described in the Vedas as most chaste, are also attracted by the wonderful beauty of Krishna. Several things here. But the Lakshmis can't enter into Goloka Vrindavan because they have this concept of worshipping God in a mood of awe and reverence. And they don't want to give up that particular mood, so they're not really under the full aspect of Yogamaya, as are the gopis. And also, they perform austerities to associate with Krishna. Krishna, Lakshmi does. And she's not able to because she doesn't give up her opulent situation as Lakshmi. In order to enter Braj, you have to go, or as the Bible says, become like a child again, become very innocent, and forget that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't forget now. That would be extremely dangerous for you if you forget now. But for those who enter Goloka Vrindavan, who reach perfection, they actually forget that Krishna is God, so they can interact with him in a very intimate way. So now we're going to stop sharing and take some questions. And of course, now I'm going to unmute you all. Give me a second. And allowing you to unmute yourselves. All right. This is interesting. So you can ask questions by raising your hand, unmuting yourself. Someone has a question here. In Vaikuntha, there are pastimes and service. Their service is pastimes. Why? I mean, just like I am serving Krishna, and Prabhupada said the activities of the Krishna conscious movement are the pastimes of Krishna, but I'm certainly aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why can't pastimes be service? But they're not intimate pastimes. Not intimate pastimes. Hare Krishna Gurudev. When Vishnu and Tattva appear in the material world, does Yogamaya act on them? Or is Yogamaya is only in Goloka? That's what Prabhupada said, only in Goloka. And do the residents of Goloka only in Goloka? Goloka or Gokul and Goloka Vrindavan and Gokul, or the earthly manifestation or the minds of the pure devotees who are absorbed in Gokula or Goloka, even while in this material world. I mean, it's really interesting, really, really interesting. Those of you who are joining us today really learned something, including me, really learned something. Very nice. So, who else has a question? Okay, Mr. Pran Govinda, you have some quotes from the Vedic literatures.
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances always to Prabhupada. I really love you,
Okay.
Maharaj. You are really transcendental.
Oh,
It
yeah.
uplifts our consciousness.
I'm so transcendental. I'm under Yogamaya because I think I'm under Yogamaya's expansion, Mahamaya.
No, you're too humble.
Mama Maya
Maharaj,
Dharatra, Mama Eva Ye Prapajante. So, what's the question? Or
The God is addressed always with potency. This is
yeah.
our view. So that's one potency, but has in Adilila chapter 5, I remember when you read, you said there are, we read in the purport Prabhupada book, there are 16 different spiritual energies.
Yes.
What is the specialty about 16? They're all Jogomaya in one ontological truth. But why there is so many,
They're expansions of Yogamaya.
what is the need for all these varieties?
You have to
Curious.
ask Krishna, because what is the need for varieties? Why don't you just eat one type of food every day?
Maharaj,
Thanks.
you eat buckwheats every day, you told me.
No, today I took quinoa. Actually, I have to admit, today I took quinoa and bagels for dinner. So, I'm in Maya.
Doesn't sound like a very sumptuous. Sounds like a very
No,
plain.
I have, one of my disciples made bagels, and I'm in ecstasy because I got a chance to eat bagels. You know what a bagel is? No, you don't. You're from the wrong part of the world.
Alachua has the opulent prasadam, Maharaj.
Yeah, but you don't have bagels in Alachua.
That's true, not so much, but once in a while.
That means you're all not. Okay, so what's a serious question?
Was just curious, what is the need of details of those each energy? There must be something speciality about their by their function or their.
Yeah, there is something special, and I think you'll have to research in the Acharya's literatures. It's not that I remember all these details. Obviously, the energies can be divided into different varieties, and there's different methods of classification, but off the top of my head, I don't remember how each one functions. Now, as far as Yogamaya is concerned, certainly Yogamaya expands as the spiritual potency. So in that way, she is in the Vaikuntha planets. But her specific manifestation of causing Krishna, or Krishna letting her cause him, to forget that he's God, and for the devotees to forget that Krishna is God, that's only manifest in Goloka Vrindavan. I mean, Yogamaya's expansion, which can, in one sense, also be called Yogamaya, can manifest in the Vaikuntha planets, Krishna's spiritual potency, and but it doesn't cause the forgetfulness that it does in Goloka Vrindavan. That specific manifestation of Yogamaya is only there in Goloka Vrindavan, and Mayapur too. I mean, obviously, Mayapur, Goloka Vrindavan, because Mayapur or Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are present also in Goloka Vrindavan.
Maharaj, seems like she facilitates, she also participates, like Subhadra. She is in Dwarka. She also get married. She has emotion for her son. Abhimanyu
Yes.
died. So it's
Yes.
very interesting. Okay.
But people, yes. Yes, that's true, but Krishna doesn't have intimate devotees as they are in Vrindavan. Only in Vrindavan does have that sort of intimacy. Only in Vrindavan is there intimacy that
Maharaj,
they're
I have
forgiven.
one question. Can I ask?
Yes.
I mean, I know what you said is correct. This body is like a dead body without the Krishna consciousness. But at the
Yeah.
same time, also Bhagavatam 11th canto, 7th chapter, 22 verse, Krishna says, out of many kinds of created bodies, the human form is actually dear to me, to Uddhava.
Yes, because the human form, not the body per se, but the human form is dear to Krishna because it's the form that can be best utilized for becoming Krishna conscious.
That's true. So it
Not
is good
that is
that
a, I'm not going to offer Krishna my body just because it has a human form. I said, oh, the body's dear to you, Krishna. Okay, please accept my body, Krishna. The body is described as tridatuke. It has bile, mucus, air. Anyway, I think you understand these things. And
doesn't sound nice.
yeah, so the body is dear to Krishna because it can be used for a higher purpose, whereas the bodies of animals and other lower creatures cannot be used for spiritual purposes unless they're engaged by human beings. I mean, a human being can engage the animals in spiritual activities, but the animals don't have the ability to directly engage themselves, except in exceptional cases like Bharat Maharaj when he became a deer. I mean, that's a very exception to the rule.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, who else has a question? Give someone else an opportunity. Type, raise your hand, or unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Hare well,
Hare
Sudama.
Krishna Gurudev. I just wanted to let you know Raj is in the hospital.
Oh no, what's the problem?
Again, cellulitis, Maharaj, in the other leg. Remember how his one leg is amputated? The
Yes.
other one is now infected, so he's in the hospital.
So let's all pray for Raj that he recovers very quickly. So we're praying for so many devotees today. And so let's add Raj to our prayer list. Thank you for telling me, Sudharma.
Yes, Maharaj, and please accept my condolences for your mother, a wonderful soul who has given us you.
Yes.
Take us
She
back
was
to
very
Godhead, Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for being so special to us. And of course, your mother was such a special person.
Yeah, she definitely is with the devotees. I wouldn't say necessarily that she went back to Godhead. I would say she's with the devotees right now, or at least inside some devotee. Inside some devotee's womb. But that's Krishna made the arrangement. Okay, I think we're gonna end now, and just to
Thank you,
remind
Gurudev.
everybody, thank you. So I just want to remind everybody to pray for all these devotees. Of course, Raj, who was just mentioned to me by Sudharma, that's her husband, and who is cellulitis, and he had one leg amputated. Whew. Very, very dangerous. And then also for Jaipataka Maharaj, we should pray. Shyama Balaba, who's my dear disciple in Fiji, who has COVID, who's in the hospital and some lung damage. And Saki, who was in the hospital, my dear disciple Saki, who was in the hospital, and hopefully she's out by now. And then also Krishna Vijay, who is in extreme pain, who I spoke to last night. So we ask everybody for the prayers for these devotees. And it's part of our life. We have to pray for these devotees and just also utilize our time appropriately in Krishna's service. So we're going to end right now. I know you all want to talk, but it's late for me.
Maharaj, can I ask you one quick question?
Yes.
Maharaj,
Yes.
when we pray, it's a little serious for me. If our prayers for material needs, then it's compared to like a temporary relief. So what is the proper mood I wish pray or I should pray?
We pray for the Vaishnavas. I mean, these are all Vaishnavas I'm asking you to pray for, so that they can be free to serve Krishna. They can have the facilities to serve Krishna. Of course, every prayer can be prefaced by, if you so desire. Like Prabhupada instructed us when Prabhupada was in his final days on this planet. The devotees asked, "Can we pray for your health?" And Prabhupada said, "You should pray, my dear Lord Krishna, if you so desire, cure Srila Prabhupada." So we're just praying for the welfare of these devotees. I mean, we should feel compassion if a devotee, even if a devotee is undergoing some physical ailment, we're not happy that the devotee is suffering. For ourselves, we don't pray. Except for the potency to spread Krishna consciousness. I mean, I don't pray, my dear Krishna, send better tasting prasadam or anything like that. But for, I don't pray for my own health, but I pray for the health of others because that's our service. Serving Vaishnavas is extremely important. So,
That's good. Thank you, Maharaj.
yeah, we want to serve Vaishnavas. I mean, for example, if a Vaishnava gets sick, I mean, even this devotee I was talking to yesterday, Krishna Vijay, told me that he stumbles and falls to the ground like 2 or 3 times a day. I mean, it's just like, I just want to help. When I hear something like that, I want to help. I want to be part of the solution. So, anyway, so one of the questions Gopal says is going, any difference between going back to Godhead and being with Vaishnavas? If so, it depends on your consciousness. If your consciousness is absorbed in Krishna, there's no difference. If your consciousness is absorbed in yourself, even if you're physically with Vaishnavas, there's a hell of a difference. Okay, depends on your consciousness. Okay, on that happy note, we have to end now. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see everybody tomorrow, same time, same station. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki.